101.7 AM 920 KWAD. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 919. Good morning. 41 degrees in downtown Wadena. We're joined this morning with Lisa Anderson, the director of the Maslowski Wellness and Research Center in Wadena. She joins us over the phone. Hey, Lisa, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. We were talking a little bit off air here. You weren't able to make it in studio this morning because you're chilling in the hot tub. That's what you're doing, right?
Right. Exactly what I'm doing. Unfortunately, no. Our chemicals are a little off balance. And so, I mean, in the world of my job, I never know what's going to happen, you know, when you get to work. And today I get to balance the chemicals in the hot tub, which it's not a huge deal. It's just a little bit of, here's a fun fact. I hate math. And that's part of balancing the chemicals. But it's a smaller body of water, so it's actually pretty easy. And that hot tub is, I mean, the filters are great and it works through in about 3 hours. So a little before noon, it'll be ready to go if everything balances out. So yeah, that's what's on my list today.
You know, math and chemistry both are like my weakest suits. They're like I'm just horrible at both of them. So yeah, better you doing it than me, because otherwise it might get a little sketchy.
Yeah, we have a Horizon Pool Supply is who we get our chemicals and stuff from, and that's who I'm certified through, and they're great. I mean, they make it super easy, you know, charts and put this number here and multiply it and divide it. And so it's super easy. It's just, like you said, it's just the fact of hating math and chemistry. I'm right there with you. So
that's why I was a communications major in college, so I didn't have to worry about that.
Right.
So exactly. while we're talking pools a little bit here, Lisa, swimming lessons at the Mass, those are still going strong, right?
Yeah. Yep. And so, we do have winter group swimming lessons for the kids coming up. One session in November and one session in December. And I just asked Olivia, and there's still spots available, preschool all the way up to level 3. And you can find that information on our website, on our social media pages. I know it gets kind of tricky with the holidays in there, but we kind of scheduled it around there, beginning of November and then right after Thanksgiving, so the beginning of December. So it's just kind of another fun option for kids, you know, if they need something to do after school, that's when they are. There's one that goes from 3:30 to 4:30 and then one that goes from 4:30 to 5:30. So then, of course, open swim is after that. But it's a good option if you weren't able to make the summer swimming lessons. I know with summer rec and vacations and stuff like that, it gets pretty difficult to schedule in something else. So just know that that's available here too.
Yeah, and you know, Lisa, you make an interesting point there. You kind of mentioned something about just if they want to just get in and swim. You know, people think swimming lesson, think, well, my kid kind of knows how to swim. I don't need to worry about that, right? And, well, that may be true. You just get your kid in to be able to swim a little bit, get him in the water, get him to burn off some energy. It's never a bad thing, right?
Great, absolutely no. And, I mean, I'm glad that you mentioned that as well. You know, we do have open swim every day of the week. Monday through Thursday, it's in the evening from 6 to 8. And then Friday, it's almost right after school from 4 to 8. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, it's open swim with a lifeguard. That's basically what that means, that there's a lifeguard so the kids can swim. Saturday and Sunday, it's noon to 5. And that's the water slide is on, the water features are on, stuff like that. So, and I'm almost 36, and I think the water slide is fun. So truly, it's not just for the kids. Like, I could go down that thing all day.
You know, I don't think I've ever been down that water slide, so I think I'm going to have to try and find my way during the open swim to try it.
Yeah, it is truly, I mean, and I wouldn't bluff. It is actually pretty fun. So,
anything else going on over at the Maz that you want us to know about, Lisa?
We do have Holly from Canute Nelson here today. She's just doing a little falls prevention, little seminar open house type thing this morning in our lobby room. So stop in. I know she's got coffee and goodies. So stop in and visit with her. I just thought of that. So she's here this morning and can answer any questions that, you know, Canute Nelson, home care, hospice, nursing home, assisted living stuff. She can answer all that for you. So I think that's about it.
All right, awesome. Lisa, where can people find you over at the Maz? And if people have any questions about open swim, about swimming lessons, or just about anything you guys offer at the Maslowski Wellness and Research Center, where can they find you? Where, when are you open? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Sure, yep. We are located at 17 5th Street Southwest, right next to the high school or behind the high school, depending on what way you look at it. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and then Sunday, noon to 6. And, of course, you can always find information on our website, woodinawellness.com, our Facebook page, our Instagram page, or give us a call, 218-632-7777, and we can help you that way, too.
We're talking with Lisa Anderson, the director over at the Maslowski Wellness and Research Center. Hey, Lisa, thanks for chatting with us this morning. We'll let you get back, and, you know, afternoon, you can hang out in the hot tub.
Yes, absolutely.
If you missed the full version of this interview, you can find it on our website, wadinaradio.com, as well as the KWAD Facebook page.